All right, and we're about to finish up our second hour here. I chose Sonny Rollins to end out the this evening. I'm going to play a tune called St. Thomas, which is, when you hear it, you'll know that it's dedicated to that island of St. Thomas in the, I believe it's in the Virgin Islands. It's a calypso tune. This recording is from the late 50s, and already musicians were starting to incorporate all sorts of popular styles of music into their playing. Sonny Rollins was a player who was very involved in the late bebop period of the late 40s and the early 50s. He recorded with Bud Powell and J.J. Johnson. He even spent a little bit of time in Miles Davis's band. But this recording is kind of an interesting recording because most musicians who play this tune now, which was actually written by Sonny Rollins, still choose to play it in almost the exact same style that Sonny Rollins chose to play it in. If there is a little bit of time at the end, I'm going to put on another Clifford Brown, Max Roach tune called Parisian Thoroughfare. If any of you saw any of these French films from the 40s or 50s where they show Paris at rush hour, you'll appreciate the very beginning of this tune, Parisian Thoroughfare. Again, this is a tune that makes use of some rhythmic elements. The beginning of the tune starts off kind of double time with it sounding like the tune's going to be very fast. And then it eases back into a nice, simple, nice, hard swing groove. So next week, we're going to be talking about John Coltrane and Miles Davis. And we won't just be able to talk about hard bop because those two guys went so far beyond hard bop. It's hard to just say that either of them was just a hard bop musician. So until next week, this is Douglas Mapp signing off. Thank you.